Dear friends, you are Easter people. Think about that today. Easter people are people who see new beginnings that God places into their life. Easter people. You know, I don't think Saul was an Easter person in Acts chapter 9. I'm not going out on a limb when I say that. I don't think Saul was looking for the new beginnings that God would place into his life. He is described as a leader. He actually has a really high position, this Saul. He is in charge. He is in charge of ravaging the church. I want you to know what that verb means. This is usually associated with pigs. Pigs ravage things. They go out into the field and put their snout around and they ruin the harvest. It's a really rare word to be paired with a person. In fact, it's never paired with a person in the Bible except with Saul. Saul is ravaging the church. He's going around with the harvest and he's ruining and killing it. Perhaps the greatest example of that is this guy named Stephen in Acts chapter 7. Saul with his eyes sees Stephen. Saul, with his eyes, really gives the command and direction to have Stephen stoned to death. It's gruesome. That's Saul. Now, here in this passage in Acts chapter 9, those same eyes that gave commands and direction, sometimes you can read that passage and say Saul was not, he wasn't involved in the death of Stephen. That is not what happens. Saul's in charge. He puts Stephen to death. Those same eyes that do that to Stephen are blinded. Now, very few people would call that progress, losing your sight. Very few people would say that's a step in the right direction and now we're moving forward. But God did. And Easter people can see that God is doing something, bringing a new beginning. Because that's what he got. Think about all the circumstances that happened to this Saul. He goes from being blind, and because he's blind, he meets this man named Ananias. And because he meets this man named Ananias, he then gets to meet Jesus. And because he's met Jesus, he's baptized immediately, and he gets a new beginning. Saul wasn't so much looking for a new beginning, but that's what he gets, and that's what happens to Easter people. They look for new beginnings, even in difficult situations. You are Easter people, above all things. That's what you are. You're Easter people. Do you sometimes forget about being an Easter person? Sometimes we do. Yeah, I see a few people nodding. Part of the reason that we forget to be Easter people is because we're not so excited about new beginnings. We like the past and the way things were a long time ago, and we don't want a new beginning. I recognize that in myself this last week. I got to go to a baseball game. Was it Tuesday night, Mike? I think it was Tuesday. I went with Mike Schwartz to the Gonzaga Oregon State baseball game. Somebody won. I guess it was Gonzaga. Yeah. Yeah, they did win, 6-3. But as I was watching the game, I was shaken. And this is going to reveal how traditional I am in general. I was shaken by a change in the game of baseball. I was watching the game, and the catcher walked to the umpire and shared with, I didn't hear it, but this is apparently what happened. The catcher shared with the umpire that they wanted to walk the batter. And the batter just took off and walked down to first base. Now, the reason why that was shocking to me, it really startled me. And I turned to Mike and said, "What just happened?" The reason why it startled me is because in baseball, you throw four balls before you walk someone. You don't just say to the umpire, "I want to walk him and send him to first base." See, that change happened. For me, that was very troubling. It sounds very frivolous and odd. But for me, you can't change baseball. You can't change it from its pure form in the past. You can't do something like that. Isn't that the way we think about our life sometimes? We think that a new beginning can't be better than the past. Nothing can be better than 10 years ago, that time that we had together. Or for students this morning, it could never get better than my second grade teacher. I don't want a new beginning with my third grade teacher or my fourth grade teacher. I really love her. I don't want to go to that fifth grade teacher. Easter people don't think that way, though. Easter people see that new beginnings are put out there, and God blesses us and brings us a new beginning. Now, when you pick up the Bible and you read Acts chapter 9, the title that you're going to find is Saul's conversion, but I look at it differently. I think what God is doing is he's turning Saul slowly through the book of Acts into an Easter person, a person who looks for the new beginnings that God is placing before him no matter what. And we see that development in Saul. I want to share one more story with him about him that is dramatic about how he changes really into an Easter kind of person. Because for Saul, who later changes his name to Paul, it gets worse than losing his eyesight. What a terrible thing that is, but it gets worse. In Acts chapter 16, Paul is dragged into the middle of the marketplace by the authorities because there's this thought that he's taking away money from the economy. False charges are given to Paul, and then a large crowd comes upon him, and they beat him, and they strip the clothes off of him, and they flog him, and he's beaten. They arrest him, and then they throw him into prison, and they put a jailer in charge of watching over him. Now, the old Saul probably would have wept and been very sad about the situation, but Jonas says that he does when he goes to prison. He has wounds that are terrible, it says. He sings hymns and songs in prison. And then an amazing thing happens, a new beginning. An earthquake strikes, and that jail cell opens up, but friends, don't be mistaken, that's not the new beginning. Because Paul tells everyone in prison, stay here, let's not leave. They could have left. The jailer arrives, and all of a sudden, Paul has built credibility with the jailer. And he tells him about Jesus Christ. The jailer then takes Paul to his own family, and Paul tells them about Jesus, and he baptizes the entire family. Listen to those circumstances. Again, because Paul is arrested, he's put into prison. Because Paul is put into prison, he meets a jailer. Because there's an earthquake, a jailer and Paul discuss Jesus Christ. Through an odd set of circumstances, a whole new beginning happens, and Paul all of a sudden is an Easter person. A new beginning. You are Easter people. That's who you are. More than even your last name or first name. You're an Easter kind of people. What keeps us from always remembering to be Easter kind of people? Well, sometimes it's our circumstances, isn't it? Our circumstances can become so big that we don't think God can really act in the midst of those circumstances. Here's a couple examples. You have a tough job, and it's underappreciated, and it's very difficult, and you're really working hard and barely making ends meet. Maybe you can relate to this. Your sister has a huge salary and just happened to be in the right place at the right time to get that job. You have desired to have a child. This hits the heart of a lot of people. 8 or 9 years. Can't have a child, and it's not coming. Then you got a relative that's been trying for 2 years, has 2 kids, and a third on the way. You have been doing everything right with your lifestyle and lived a clean lifestyle, and you've been diagnosed with cancer. Your next door neighbor has been wild and done all sorts of things, and they should have something, but they don't. They're prospering and doing really, really well. Those are tough situations and circumstances. But Easter people can see that in those circumstances, God can be bigger than any of those circumstances. And Paul, when he reached his full maturity in his letter to the Philippians, would say this: I have learned to be content in all circumstances. Paul was content in all circumstances, and God grew him to become a full-blossomed Easter person, looking for new beginnings, even though the circumstances would sometimes be very difficult. Dear friends, above all, Easter people don't see Easter as merely a date on the calendar. I actually think, as I've been reviewing my last year, I think that's the mistake I made personally. Let me explain. When we became pregnant with, when Alicia became pregnant, I should say, in July, we found out that we were going to have a boy, and the first thought I had was, boy, I wonder if he's going to come around Easter. I hope not. That's my busy time of year. Seriously. So I pulled out the calendar, April 21st. Well, it's kind of close. That's not really convenient for me. You know, for Alicia, she was excited because she doesn't have to carry him in the summertime. But for me, it's like Easter. No, not that time of year. And then when we found out that Miles was going to come early, my thought was, oh, that's knowing that the health was going to be good of Alicia and so forth, I thought, this is good. I have 3 more weeks before the busy season and Easter on April 21st. Then Easter came on April 21st and had a great ham dinner, and we had great time with family, and then just completely collapsed and went to bed. You know what I did the next morning when I got up? True confessions. I opened up my calendar to find out when Easter would fall in 2020. By the way, it's April 13th. Paul never did that. The early church never did that. You know, in the letter, this book of the Acts of the Apostles, it doesn't talk about any date about Easter. In fact, the date of Easter is really confusing. I don't even want to explain it to you exactly. It gets decided in the second century. Here's the most important thing we can take away from the early Christians. For them, it wasn't about a date. It was about a living reality in their life. 365 days of the year. That has tremendous power to change your life. Easter is every day of the year. Perhaps on June 5th, circumstances will change for your life, and a tragedy may hit that you have unplanned. It's not on your calendar. It's Easter, friends. God can speak into your life and bring you a new beginning. Maybe when you pull open your calendar in late August, August 26th, you lose a relative or you get a health diagnosis. It's Easter. You're an Easter people. It's not just a date. But God can give you the power to overcome. Maybe in November, you have a broken relationship. It's bigger than November 5th. It's Easter. And God can change your circumstance. Wouldn't it be a strange thing if we only celebrated the life we've been given on our birthday? We celebrate our birthday, of course, but shouldn't we celebrate every single day of our life, the health we have, the body members that we have, the life we've been given? What a strange thing if Christians only celebrated Easter and realized its significance on one day. Every day it speaks into our life. The circumstances that we have are smaller than the power that Easter gives us, the victory that Jesus gives us from his resurrection. You are an Easter kind of people. That's why I love you. You're an Easter kind of people. And you don't have to try harder. You're already there. You're already Easter people. You know why I say that? Because all the things that transformed Saul, this guy that was not an Easter kind of guy, all those things have happened to you. Each one of us has been filled with pride and blind. So was Paul. He was filled with pride and he was blind. Paul was guided into the faith by a man named Ananias. Each one of you is here because of someone else. You had an Ananias in your life that guided you to be here today in some capacity. It may have been 50 years ago. That's why you're here. Paul, this guy, Saul, was baptized into the name of Jesus. You have been baptized into the name of Jesus. You are an Easter people. So let's share it one more time. Christ is risen. He's risen on Monday, he's risen on Tuesday, he's risen on Wednesday, he's risen on Thursday, he's risen on Friday, he's risen on Saturday, he's risen on June 21st, he's risen on August 25th, he's risen on November 15th. Don't ever forget that. God is bigger than your circumstances. You're an Easter people. Amen.